Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
6:23, wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix. Good morning. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. Sunny today along with a few clouds. Highs around 80. A
couple different ways to get up with us this morning on a Monday. Again, hope you guys had a great weekend. October the 6th, 2025. You can text or call in 302-858-5117. We are your official station, Jess, for the Governor's Challenge Collegiate Basketball Invitational. Mm-hmm. Keep listening. This event's going to be huge. There's two Governor's Challenges this year. There's one in November, which we're about to tell you about, all about the colleges. And then there's the original Governor's Challenge Basketball Tournament that takes place between Christmas and New Year's, December the 26th to the 30th. We're also your official station for that event. That's for the high schools. But first up, new this year, the Collegiate Invitational, and you got all the details.
Yeah, it goes down at the Wicomico Civic Center in Salisbury, November the 21st through the 23rd. You'll get to see the men's basketball teams with Salisbury University, Gettysburg College, Roanoke College, and also King University. And for the women's team, Salisbury University, Lehman College, King University, and Immaculata University. You can kick off all the excitement with our morning show on Friday morning, November the 21st, 6 to 10 a.m. right there at the Civic Center. Tickets are available right now for general admission, courtside seating options, and also the weekend passes. And if you want to check out the schedule and more, just go to governorschallenge.org.
Wake up, Delmarva. Bill and Jessica are live, loud, and bringing the energy.
Never, ever gets old. I love it.
Only on Power 101.7.
All right, a lot of stuff to get into. We're going to get into some trending stories coming up in a sec, but first off, let's start off on Friday. We got to go back to Friday afternoon, Friday evening. The Diddy news broke. Mm-hmm. And Diddy was being sentenced on Friday, this coming from ABC News.
Thing of Sean Diddy Combs, a judge handing down a four-year sentence for the rap mogul convicted on two prostitution-related charges. ABC News chief investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky was there and has more on the emotional moments in the courtroom, Aaron, when Combs pleaded for mercy from the judge.
He did, Janae, and he really wanted to be tasting freedom right now, but the judge refused to release him. Now, as lawyers tell us the judge got it wrong, they're preparing to appeal.
This morning, Sean Combs is behind bars, sentenced to 4 years in prison for transporting women and male escorts across state lines for prostitution.
He can't be stopped now, because it's bad boy for life.
Combs begged for mercy, telling the judge, "I know that I've learned my lesson." But the judge rejected his plea, saying the sentence needed to send a message to abusers and victims alike that exploitation and violence against women is met with real accountability.
It was clear from the judge's remarks that the sentence was driven by the conduct the jury rejected.
Combs was acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy, but federal prosecutors argued he deserved 11 years in prison because he inflicted life-altering violence on women. And they said that physical abuse is on video, pointing to this 2016 hotel surveillance footage depicting Combs attacking Cassie Ventura.
How could the judge be blind to that and not punish him for the sum total of his conduct?
Well, the judge was allowed to take that into consideration, but what was clear from the judge's remarks was that he was going way beyond that.
Combs said, "I have been humbled and broken to my core," before apologizing to his children and tearfully telling his mother, "You raised me better."
Is Sean Combs a changed man? You've been with him so long through this entire year-long prosecution.
I can say from the bottom of my heart, more than I think anybody else truly on this team can say, that he is a changed man.
How old are you?
The defense played an 11-minute documentary-style video showing Combs as a doting father and a philanthropist. The judge acknowledged his impressive career and commendable charity work, but imposed the four-year sentence, saying a history of good works can't wash away the record in this case, which showed that you abused the power and control that you had over the lives of women you professed to love dearly.
Defense attorneys told us they would appeal Combs's conviction, try to get his sentence reduced, and we heard from one of the jurors who told us Combs got off easy. This juror, who acquitted him of more serious charges, said 10 years would have been more appropriate, guys.
Wow. All right, so there you go. So that was what came down on Friday afternoon. What do you think?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
4 years, 2 months.
They said that he'll probably get off on time served. And he'll probably get out for good behavior.
Okay.
So he's probably, at the end of the day, it will most likely be 2.5 years maybe. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I guess we kind of expected that, right?
I mean, I don't know. We were watching TMZ Live when it all happened because they start streaming and they go live. And, you know, we were just waiting. We'll probably play more clips from that coming up in Celebrity Buzz. But, you know, Harvey and Charles, and they had the crew sitting around just waiting and listening in because you couldn't go live to the courtroom, but they were listening to some audio from, you know, one of the reporters they had there, and then Court TV went live from there. I mean, every news was broke in on Friday afternoon. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you know, you're talking about Diddy. Who's the lawyer, Gloria Allred?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
She was on one.
She came out. I don't know. She came out, and she, of course, you know, she sees the podium and she goes right up to it.
Yeah.
She couldn't wait to get up to the mics when she came out of the courtroom, but she spoke. And there really wasn't like a big press conference like they thought, other than her going up and speaking by herself, you know, as she left the courtroom. We saw the family come out of the courtroom. You know, I know Diddy got down on his knees. I saw from, you know, some of the reports, you know, when they handed down a sentence, because apparently he had booked a speaking engagement on today.
Oh, really?
In like Miami or something. He was going to, you know, go and speak. And when the judge called him out on it or asked him about the speaking engagement, he said, oh, it's like a class, like a teaching moment, telling people about what happened in my life and all this. But it was a victory speech, of course, I'm sure. Wow. You know, so. Yeah,
that's not a good look.
Yeah, so I don't know. He had already, like, booked something for today, thinking that he was going to walk.
Whew. 4 years, 2 months, and then they also gave him 5 years of supervised
probation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
he's got to check in.
After, and then a $500,000 fine.
And that ain't nothing. It's really the jail time.
Yeah.
The jail time's it. It's going to get him. So what do you guys think? 50 months, 4 years, 2 months, 302-858-5117. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, I can see here where it says he was telling the judge, I got lost in my ego. I've been humbled and broken to my core. I hate myself right now. I've been stripped down to nothing. I really am truly sorry for it all. And then, just like you heard there, he addressed his kids, his mother. He said, I failed as a father. I'm so sorry. I failed you as a son. I'm sorry. You taught me better. You raised me better.
Wow. Interesting. Well, we'll be following. Apparently, they're supposed to appeal. I don't think anything's going to come from the appeal. I don't even know if they're going to hear the appeal.
Yeah, but you're right. He'll do, what, 2.5 years?
That's what they were saying on TMZ and some of the other reports that I saw, that he'll end up probably doing about 2.5, maybe 2 years, something like that. Again, because they'll credit time served and then good behavior.
Good behavior.
Yeah. So let us know how you guys feel about that. Diddy, sentence on Friday. Another big news story that broke. This was on Saturday. Other than sports, but it was kind of about sports. This coming from ABC News.
Out of the stabbing and the arrest of former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez, the Fox Sports analyst recovering this morning at a hospital in Indianapolis. And ABC's Ike Ajachi is here with the latest on this. Ike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gio. A familiar face to football fans and now a Fox Sports analyst. Police say Mark Sanchez has been arrested and is now facing several charges after what authorities are calling a stabbing incident overnight in Indianapolis.
Man, oh man.
Now, investigators believe this was an isolated incident tied to an argument that turned violent. This morning, former NFL quarterback and current Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez facing a battery charge after a stabbing incident in downtown Indianapolis.
I was met with the individual stabbed that we had up on Washington Street.
Yeah, one of those.
Investigators with the Indianapolis Police Department say Sanchez was initially hospitalized as the stabbing victim, but then later officers arrested the former quarterback for his alleged role in the incident. According to police, the incident occurred between out-of-towners in this alley and wasn't considered a random act of violence. Investigators say an argument between the two men quickly escalated just after midnight Saturday, leading to Sanchez sustaining injuries consistent with stab wounds. Police say Sanchez, who is still hospitalized, faces misdemeanor charges, including battery, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication, adding all involved parties have been identified and no further suspects are being sought. Fox Sports providing an update, saying in part, our thoughts and prayers are with Mark, and we ask that everyone please respect his and his family's privacy during this time. Now, authorities say Sanchez has not yet been booked into the adult detention center and remains in the hospital as of now. Police say his recovery remains their primary concern as the investigation into the stabbing continues, guys.
And I thought the worst thing he could do was the butt fumble.
What in the world?
Yeah, apparently, we'll see, all hell broke loose on Saturday. It was breaking news, as you guys saw, that Mark Sanchez had been stabbed. That was like the original story, and that was it. You know, he'd been stabbed in Indianapolis. He was supposed to call one of the games, and he was there, you know, working. But he got stabbed.
God.
So, you know, everybody thought, oh, man, this is awful. Mark Sanchez. I mean, it's awful no matter what. But, you know, people are reacting like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. He got hijacked or stabbed or whatever. But then the news broke. He got arrested. So we're like, wait a minute. How? Hold on, I thought he got stabbed. Now he's been arrested. Yeah, because apparently he was drunk and broke into somebody's car. And I believe it was a 69-year-old who fought him in self-defense for breaking into somebody's car. So that's where we're at with that story.
Terrible.
The old butt fumble.
Terrible.
Breaking in the car gag.
What in the world?
Yeah, and then there was a photo, and I don't do all the fact checking, but Tracy was showing me a photo that was released from another news outlet of the victim that
he's all tore up.
Of the other guy. Yeah, and he's all tore up.
Oh no.
Jeez. The Mark Sanchez, I guess, you know, went at.
So they get into a fight in an alley because he was intoxicated and was breaking into this man's car.
Correct. Yes.
And a knife somewhere.
And he got stabbed. Yeah.
Oh my.
But apparently the other guy's in the hospital as well. Again, I don't do all the fact checking. I gave you what the official story says. But yeah, there's another news outlet that's reporting that, and the guy's all hooked up. Yeah. It's something. I think he's done as a sports analyst. They released that statement, but I'm pretty sure that's a wrap.
It's misdemeanors, but it is battery and public intoxication.
Yeah.
Pepper spray was involved in all this.
Oh, yeah. It was a big thing. So, man, oh, man.
That's not good.
Not good.
What?
5-0.
I just can't.
We laugh because we just hear this stuff and it's like unbelievable.
And like
how
the story flipped.
Yes. Yeah. Because everybody, like when you first heard the story, oh my gosh, Mark Sanchez, you know, he got stabbed in an alley or whatever in Indianapolis. He's there on work. You're like, oh, what happened? Like, what's going on? I hope he's okay. And you still hope he's okay. But, you know, you think to yourself, like, he's just an innocent bystander.
Oh my gosh.
So.
And then this man here, I can see that he says that this escalated to the point the truck driver thought that he was in danger.
Yeah.
So he sprayed him in the face with pepper spray.
He must have had Jack and Coke, because when you have Jack, because the
you
Jack
turn into like a bowl, don't you?
I don't like the Jack. I'm not a fan of the Jack. You know, I really like those Cokes that are already mixed, like the whiskey or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like the vanilla, like in Coke or whatever. I like the anything that's not. I'm not a big Jack and Coke fan. He must have been on the Jack and Coke.
Brown liquor does something to you.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. I'm not really a huge fan of the brown liquor. You know, I don't know. It like makes you feel weird.
He says Sanchez was advancing towards him. He thought, this guy's trying to kill me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'll buy like a little pack of those pre-mixed Cokes with like all like the liquor, and I like them a lot. They're mixed like perfect, but the the Jack and Coke one, I'm like, I don't know. It makes me feel weird. Not good enough for a stabbing, but it does make me feel weird. I'm just saying. Let's see. 500 texting in. Not enough time for P. Diddy. Should have been at least 15 years.
15.
Yeah. Well, again, I'll play a little bit more from TMZ because that's what we were watching on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they were live like the whole time. They went live like 2 hours prior to and they were just talking and, you know, whatever. They kept going back and forth about, oh, is it going to be 5 years? No, I'll go back. I'm going to say maybe it's six. Oh, no, maybe it'll be four. No, the judge did say maybe it'll be the max. Like, they kept guessing what it was going to be. So, but yeah, a lot of people thought definitely not enough time. 245, that's what happens when you start mixing the brown liquor and the brown Coca-Cola. It'll put you down, my brother. That's why I haven't had a drink since March. Oh, because you were on that brown? I'm not even going to say I'm just going to say that brown. You were on that brown?
No, you will turn into like a bowl.
I don't know about that brown. Now, I do like those Cokes, those pre-mix.
But you said it makes you feel funny.
Well, the other ones are good. It's the brown. It's the Jack. It's the original Jack and Coke. 6:38. Let's do this right here.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend
on Power 101.7.
Yeah, I definitely think he's done at Spock Sports.
Probably.
Yeah. He's done.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. TheTopicalFruit.com did another roundup of 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Okay.
Here we go, guys. Burger King's Halloween Whopper was causing green poop.
Had it. Tried it.
You had the burger or the green poop?
Both.
Jazz. Yeah.
You remember? When I went running out of here.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing the green poop, but I remember you going running out of here. Was that?
I told you it was something.
But hold on. Was it that or was it when you had that morning sickness with Jesse?
Right.
Justin Bieber stepped out onto the balcony fully naked.
Where?
And that story was making headlines.
What?
Ten years ago.
When did he do this? This was 10 years ago? I don't remember that.
No, that story was trending.
What?
Also, Bindi Irwin was on Dancing with the Stars. And now 10 years later, her brother is competing on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
According to data from 250,000 adults in 50 countries, social media is in decline everywhere except America.
This is not on decline. Where?
Every country except America.
What?
Yeah, less people are getting on social media. Not here. Yeah. But it may finally happen in the U.S. now that social platforms are being filled with AI-generated videos. So we'll see. I don't know.
They don't believe everything.
So they're like, this is fake. This is fake. And they'll start, you know. This past weekend, there was an ultra runner race in Denver called the Taco Bell 50K, which is 31 miles. It included mandatory stops in 10 area Taco Bells where you order and you consume Taco Bell.
Oh.
The Taco Bell 50K.
Okay.
All right. Too bad it lasted like 3 days because that's how long you had to wait to get your meal. I'm kidding.
Stop it, Bill.
A company looked into which states have the most gold diggers and who try to marry into wealth.
Gold diggers.
Florida and Nevada have the most. Vermont and Nebraska have the least. Rite Aid is officially out of business. That's right. They're announcing their remaining locations have closed last week. The chain was founded in 1962. At its peak, there are around 5,000 Rite Aid stores across the U.S.
So they're done.
Done.
All right.
A truck and trailer was stolen in Canada a week ago, and it was packed with $35,000 worth of salsa.
Oh.
Yeah, like the dip. Yeah, it's unclear if the thieves targeted the salsa or if they were hoping it contained something more valuable.
Oh.
That's jacked up.
So you thought
you
it was something
else. All that.
And it's dip.
Man. Here's a couple good news stories that are trending this morning. A dog in Canada made it into a Animal Hall of Fame after fighting off a grizzly bear and saving its owner's life. Mm. Also, a cop in Oklahoma is going viral for dancing at a party after showing up to tell them to keep it down. So the video is trending.
Okay.
And a new study came out that says waiting is actually good for you. It can help improve self-control by not reacting like impulsively. And if you turn it into a game, waiting can be fun.
Waiting can be fun. Bill's not into it.
I don't know about all that.
Ooh.
I don't know about all that. 642. We got a 47 ABC update next.